Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Talos of Tech Podcast Live.
Live.
First time in 2020. We did it, gents.
We did it.
It took a long time.
This took a very long time to happen. An insane amount of setup, insane amount of work. Thank you all for tuning in.
And welcome.
Thank you all for letting us stay at your place. That's the surprise,
yes.
By the way.
Surprise. Everyone's in San Diego.
We all did the meetup. And yes, we did put more thought into it. We know there's a pandemic. We have been quarantining heavily leading up to this. We have not been exposed. We've been wearing masks. We have been extra, extra careful. The show has been... This live show was originally supposed to be March.
Yeah.
And March. It's been postponed and postponed and postponed until we found a time we could all do it in a safe, clean, effective manner.
And coincidentally happens to be our 100th episode.
Hey. Yeah.
Perfect.
What a milestone.
I know. Can you believe we've been doing this for... Well... You know, we had that one episode where you guys stole the show from me
last week.
And then the episode before that, you stole it from me. So and then after this, we're kicking Drew out.
Exactly.
We become independent.
Right. Yes. And for those who are watching live, we just want to remind you that we're still going to record like normal. So we're not taking questions or super chats. We're not going to be reading them until the end. So we're just going to do a normal week. And then at the very end, that's when we'll start interacting with the chat. If more people come in and they don't know that, mods or other people who are tuning in, feel free to let them know. They'll take questions after the podcast. So, luckily, we had an earnings call most recently. Apple tended to be doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Their stock's at an all-time high. You must be happy, Randy.
I'm extremely happy. I read somewhere that they're thinking about splitting the stock, too.
Mm-hmm.
Are you excited about that? Is that good news? Or
I mean, it benefits... It opens up for new buyers to come in. Mm. For me, it just, it helps everybody if they split it. But, the fact they get to that point that they're over. That's the highest they've ever been. And the profitability margins, it's interesting that we see that I caught some of the earnings call a little bit. But the part that I catch was very interesting was that they were talking about streaming services and subscriptions.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't itemize what it was, but they were like, it's been really
great.
It's
all that Google search money.
Exactly.
That's
what
it is.
Don't ask how well News Plus is doing, because we all know that's the most popular news streaming platform out there. So you can get those GIF keyboards.
It's no stream.
It has nothing. Well, it has the infinite feed of information that's just always being poured directly into your device.
A stream of info, sure.
Exactly.
You have that.
Not a live stream.
Do you think it's weird that they make the audio-only listening thing behind a paywall?
I
find that kind of bizarre. As Apple's the kind of company to try to appeal to, you know, people with disabilities who want to listen but or watch the news but they can't see, or you know, so they just have the little audio playback thing.
Huh.
Putting that behind a $10 a month, it's a good service. I'm glad they do it, but just asking for money for it's kind of
that's a little.
Well, I mean, when I think of audio and with Apple and audio, like podcasts, which is basically sometimes could be news curated and stuff like that, and that's free.
True.
So if I was to do audio and get news,
maybe
tech news, that's free.
It is.
So it's weird that you have to pay to use their editor's choice.
Here's a question.
All right.
Have any of you ever paid for a magazine or subscribed to a news service of some kind?
So I have bought a single magazine before, and that's all of the magazines I've ever purchased.
Oh, you bought a single one?
Yes.
Was not a monthly thing?
No.
Okay, so
I didn't like the magazine.
Because I didn't get it. I tried the News Plus trial, and I could not understand the concept of these articles have moving pictures, so that's why I'm paying for them.
They look nice. I mean, you can't deny it didn't look nice.
They look nice.
But was it worth $10?
The information, that's the world we live in.
Isn't that the most expensive subscription?
Yeah. I mean, besides iCloud storage or whatever, but...
Well, I pay $3 for mine.
Oh, damn, Mr. Minimalist. Okay, well, I'm just over here running this entire show that requires a bunch of archives.
I think of the new services, though. no pun intended.
The
new service.
The new service.
That is the, Apple Card is free, TV Plus is $5, and Arcade is $5. So, yeah, News Plus is somehow the most... I think they're going to scrap it.
Oh, yeah. I don't think
stick around?
With New York Times pulling out?
Yeah.
I think it's going to cause a domino effect.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think
I think New York Times is such a well-known publisher.
It is.
That maybe other people are waiting. So that also tells me, were their contracts signed with them?
Probably.
And I was like, well, we're going to
It's been over a year.
Yeah.
Because they launched...
They're probably like two-year contracts, so I would imagine them
News Plus was in March of last year.
Yeah. So 18 months? 16 months?
It doesn't feel like it. It feels like I still know no one with it.
I know. I had it for a while. Service. I even paid for it for a couple months.
Really?
My dad was super excited about Popular Mechanics.
You were different.
I know. Then. Well, I was.
Now you've canceled Apple Music.
I've even canceled Apple Music. This is true.
You were a different Ann Sweeney back then.
I was a different Ann Sweeney, and thank you for recognizing that. Hopefully this Ann Sweeney is a little more ornery.
Here's for the next 100 episodes that you become even more minimal.
I'll just be showing up without a shirt on and be like, well, guys, I sold all of my shirts because, you know, I just sell everything.
Nick is going to be like... Why do we even need money, though? Exactly. Let's just barter now from here on out. It's more minimal and clean that way.
Yeah.
Will News Plus become free?
Mm.
It's an interesting question.
No.
Not at all. No.
That's a good question.
No, not at all. There's no way that...
They're just
the current iteration is free.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe if they want to have... Because there's already a
news
bunch
minus.
Of free,
news to call minus. It. Yes. News minus.
I don't
minus.
Even like the regular Apple News app because of... I'm so passionate about just getting the latest publications and tweets first.
Yeah.
And yet so many news apps are trying to rearrange, oh, we want to get you the most relevant stuff. No, the latest stuff will be the most relevant. That's
for sure.
Why I want it at the top. And yet Twitter so far seems to be the easiest way for me to just keep the latest at the top. That's it.
Yeah.
So.
And Twitter does a really good job at that. And I have not been in the news at all for the past... 34 days?
Hold That's on. Another announcement. Let it's me, August now.
It's August 1st?
Welcome to August, everyone.
We're halfway through hell.
2020.
Yeah, it's past halfway. That's what I said. Hell.
Okay.
Where's the lie?
Right. I don't see
it's taking everything from me, and they don't even know who I am.
We could possibly get an iPhone event next month.
Mm.
That's just that coming
is,
up.
That is... It's barely this month, though. So saying next month
yeah,
is
barely.
Still like... Yesterday it was just an extra day.
And, true.
But technically, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday felt like we were barely getting into March.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, like, my whole world got flipped upside down. Uh-huh. And I'm thinking that, like, the iPhones, iPads, hardware, things that we thought we were going to see at DubDub, things that we thought we were going to see throughout the whole year, or
there
for the last 2 years.
So much yes. hardware.
Oh,
thought.
Yes.
We thought.
It's going to be a
we did get hardware, though. That crispy, crispy little Mac Mini.
We never got our hands on one.
That we can't, I know. That we have to send back?
Oh, that was a ripoff.
Yeah.
That's you don't like, get refunded, right?
No, but in the past, from what I've heard, a developer who got it, who I won't say who he is, or she, or they.
It's me. He's talking about me.
Probably no.
His
no,
name's
they,
Randy.
They have to send it back. But most of the time, when Apple has done that in the past, they send them the shipping version 2 years later. So with the Apple TV 4th gen, when the developers had to ship their dev models
gotcha.
Back,
okay.
Once they shipped them back, Apple sent out like a courtesy 4th generation Apple TV that
That's
was
nice.
Like shipping. So I don't know if they're going to do that. With
so
the
that
Mac
confirms
Mini.
A consumer grade Mac Mini.
Possibly.
I just watched my life flash before my eyes.
I'm water. Clumsy, remember guys?
Yeah.
Hands on your thighs.
I've heard Apple makes very high quality keyboards, so I don't think anything could go wrong.
Oh no,
right?
Not at all. There's nothing wrong with these keys.
Nothing's ever been reported wrong with Apple keyboards. So
ever.
We'll be totally fine.
Oh,
well,
no.
Well, they did say on the earnings call, event will be a couple weeks later than usual.
Hmm.
To me, pretty much every iPhone event has been the second Tuesday of September. So
now it'll be the second Wednesday.
Second Wednesday?
Just the
I was
day
thinking
later.
Like near end of September. But
I have a feeling that if the rumors are true about them delaying shipments and stuff like that,
that makes sense.
They might hold their October, November one, and that's when they're shipping. So maybe they'll announce it in September, end of September.
Hmm.
You get all of October of preparation, and then when they do their if it would have been the other...
I think they want to get it out by Black Friday.
I hope so. Yeah,
oh,
so in
yeah.
November, early
that's
November,
mm-hmm.
That's prime time, baby. That's Super Bowl ad slot
mm-hmm.
space right there. Black Friday sales and stuff. Going to the holidays. They will not miss their deadline for the holidays, but I think if it's end of September...
Right.
We'll start shipping. Pre-orders start this Friday, 2 weeks from that, and then the Pro Series a week or later from that. It kind of rolls into more at the end of October
right.
time frame.
The cheaper iPhones take priority.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that point, if they did do one more follow-up keynote, even if it's the way we had Dub, I would say that's when they will announce the remaining hardware. Because a part of me hopes that this will be just like Dub, where it's just focused on hardware, and we can have AirTags.
Sounds so cool. I love the idea of like a 2.5-hour pre-recorded, all-filmed event, and it's nothing but
the
hardware.
Cut the nonsense and the fluff out.
There's no software. Yeah. It's all just
no live hardware. Performances. Mm-hmm. Like this.
I was hoping you two would come
long
back.
Demos.
Yeah. No more finger touching of you two. And did that just happen?
We can do it!
We can do it! Did that just happen?
Man. Did that just happen? So they could be filming this event. Right?
Oh, you know, I am a really good cinematographer. All those drone shots that you just saw, I captured. So I could do all.
I'm sorry we didn't bring that up.
Oh, yeah.
The countdown of today's live stream, all drone shots done by Nick.
Drew, actually, you did help with it. So
that was my first time flying a drone.
Yeah.
We should talk about your drone for a second. You got a drone.
I did get a drone.
Surprise number two.
Surprise number two. That was actually your guys' surprise. So the surprise for the fans was doing this live show. Mm. But when we were planning this, I told them, so I have a surprise for you guys. Mm-hmm. And they're like, what is it? And the original goal for this live stream intro was to mimic Apple's Dub 2020, zoom in through the clouds, go down on Apple Park.
We contacted SpaceX.
Yeah.
We were trying to get footage going into Earth.
It was just a little bit out of budget. So we settled with a drone. And
pending approval. Yeah. We haven't got approved for that footage yet. We'll let you know if anything changes.
But anyway, we spent like all day trying to get this one drone shot.
Hold on, before even the surprise that came to me was my doorbell rang.
Oh,
and I answered it to the drone.
Yes. Yeah.
That was my surprise. Like, we gotta stop meeting like this at my door.
Yeah, you know, next time he'll just meet you in your bedroom. You'll just wake up.
Hi, Randy. Are we ready for the 100th episode?
No, we got up at like 5 a.m.
We did
yesterday,
and by we, they mean them.
Yeah,
we invited Randy, but Randy was
not up for it. No, it was fun. What's the specific name of the drone, though?
It's a DJI Mavic
Air
Mini.
Mavic Mini.
It's
Air is redundant.
It's technically a toy, so I didn't have to license it with the FAA or get flight approval or anything. It's technically a toy, but it's a drone, folks. So,
it's a drone.
Yeah. It was pretty fun. Got to
the footage was dope.
Yeah, I was trying to get this one like zoom in and then pan over just like Dub, but that wasn't working out. And there's just so much of this other crispy footage that I wanted to share. So I hope you enjoyed that little intro.
And I'm glad you didn't lose it, because there were so many times, 5 a.m., you were flying it around, and it was literally like elevation, -3 feet, -2 feet, -1 feet, -0, -1, -2. And he just wanted to keep flying it, guys, literally 6 feet, like 6 inches off the water.
I was just like, shots, though. Come on.
Nick.
Drew's over here like... And I'm like,
it's not even mine. I just have sympathy stress for it.
Because we see how Nick throws AirPods and so.
Never!
This is like the first stream that.
Can I hold your AirPods?
And never.
Mm. Oh, okay. Man.
But I
don't have my AirPods here, so I can't throw it on the table.
We were setting up earlier, I did for a moment started going to autopilot. Mm-hmm. And I grabbed the AirPods thinking, like, oh, we got to do a stream. I'm forgetting something. AirPods. I was like,
Not today.
Yeah.
Not today. I think the drone footage, we also got it for the Tesla, and we got stuff for that podcast and just B-roll as a whole. I think what I've learned the whole time, Nick says, no, don't get a drone. Don't get a drone.
No, because Randy's seen the footage, and he's like, I want one.
And Nick's like, I don't recommend it. I regret buying it. But the more he's filming it, I'm like, you're a terrible salesperson to, like, I want it more. And then last night, as he's putting our intro for this together, and we're in the office and stuff, and I'm watching him put it, and he goes, I'm going to be honest. And this is after you went to bed. He goes, I'm going to be honest with you. The more I'm I think I'm going to hold on to this drone a little bit longer.
Because the original thing was, from what I can tell, having a drone's a bit like owning a pickup truck.
Yeah.
You don't actually want to own it, but you want to have friends that have one.
I want to know someone with a pickup.
Exactly. So my idea was, I'm going to play with this drone until I get bored with it, because I got a gimbal in like January, and I was pretty... Sorry.
be close to that.
Just reminding. Yeah. Sorry if our audio is kind of mixed up because we can't really edit this in post. So
that's true.
I'm obsolete today. I'm on vacation today.
I know. This is vacation for all of us. I got this gimbal a while ago, and it was real fun, and I used it for like 2 months. Mm-hmm. But then after that, I was kind of done with it, and it just now sits there, and yeah, I have a gimbal. And I think I think eventually the drone's going to get to that point, where it's like, yeah, I have a drone, whatever.
Send it to me.
Then at that point, I'm going to send it to Randy, and he can mess around with it until he gets tired.
Amazon drone it to me.
Amazon drones deliver drones?
Drones?
Robots building robots. That's the future.
That's the future. I mean, they're kind of doing it with iPhones, right? What's the guy who or the machine name that this the sex the
what?
The sex Liam. The iPhone. Liam.
D-sex. Liam. Not the.
What are I you said talking D-sex. About?
What are you?
Like, robots are already building. They're already that building Liam themselves.
Thing. That Liam.
You just went off, and I was like, "What is Randy talking about?" Anyway, I know what you mean.
Okay, good. Yes. Good.
This is some good coffee, guys.
What's that?
Is
like?
It Irish?
A lot's changed since last time we all met up, too.
It has?
Yeah, it's been.
When did the last time we meet up?
16 months.
16 months.
16 months, 14 days, 3 hours, something like that. No,
I know.
Now there's a time I haven't heard in a long time.
That's.
It's a time you haven't heard of.
This is not scripted, folks. Can you tell?
I was designing this shirt last time we all met.
Oh,
up.
Yeah.
I was working on the iPad. With
I
the
got
Apple
that on
pencil.
The vlog, on my vlog.
Yeah, I was like, let's use the AirPower stuff to make the shirt. And now you've never seen it in the flesh. I wasn't a homeowner last time.
True. Neither was I.
Yeah, you weren't either. And
I'm married now.
The podcast was not in video form.
No.
That's it. I had my life. You know, you guys think this video is just like time. Three clicks. No, I spend all weekend, every weekend working on this.
Nobody was a Tesla owner.
Nobody That's was a true. Tesla owner.
Now
Tesla
two owner. Out of three people are married. One more to go.
I'm available.
Oh, yeah.
And then he could be a homeowner as well.
Yeah. What's the next? I don't know when the next meetup will be. I guess it'll be
Christmas.
That's soon. That's this year. Hell won't be over by then.
Well, due to the time dilation, it'll actually be 2099 because like every single day gets exponentially longer.
I think humanity might need to just reset the clock.
Yep.
Let's go back to zero.
Zero.
And start post-COVID.
Just zero.
Yeah. Kind of like what North Korea does with their like they're in year 43 or year 44 right now.
Oh, really?
They don't use.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
They do it based off of their independence with Kim Il-sung.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
I mean, it's terrible, but it's interesting.
Yeah,
now you know.
Now you know.
In other updates on our last podcast, at the time of recording this, Trump wants to ban TikTok as of today.
Oh, yes. My goodness.
Which coincides with our 100. It hasn't happened
Hold
yet.
On. Wait a minute. We don't have to worry about anyone putting any news items before this goes live. This is the one episode that we can be guaranteed Unless that we are up to the second in the news.
Audio listeners.
Yeah, okay. Well, then in that case.
They will have to wait till Monday. Yes. This will be available in audio form on the other platforms come Monday. So,
If you're listening to this on Monday, hello.
If you're listening to this,
yeah.
Which I don't know why, because we've been hyping it. And anyway, so TikTok is now banned.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't official.
Well, they haven't implemented it, but
they
want
to do it today.
Which means I was right.
And it's a political move, right? It's not a.
It is a political move.
Yeah.
This is what you're going to see in the next 90 days. Now that we're in August, we're going to see drastic, just movements. At least for our U.S. folks, this is the time where everybody has to start grinding because 90 days from the election, which we're almost exactly 90 days from the election, this is when the drastic changes of everything is going to start happening. Mm. So I will say that banning TikTok. It is a political move. Mm-hmm. This is something that we were, quite frankly, we were in the know for. Okay, people. I just want to also say that Drew made a video earlier this week about the smaller iPhone.
Mm-hmm. That I got Trump to be in.
He got Trump to be in, and all of a sudden, just like, yeah, not me. Because quite frankly, Drew, okay, excuse me. My heads are adorable. And Tim Apple, if you're listening, the notch, terrible.
I had to drink water. This is a normal
thing. Yeah, you can do your Trump drink like that.
Oh.
My name is Mark Zuckerberg. I'm not a lizard.
Excuse me, Zuck. Nobody makes better water than me.
Does not compute 997 error 404.
You're rag.
Speaking of Zuck, yeah. Did you catch any you Zuck.
I watched
You Zuck, Nick.
Bailey.
I did. I watched about 30 minutes of the
intro. That's about as much as I watched.
And yeah. I was kind of working on doing other things, and I was just kind of in the background.
It
and
got old
I just,
fast.
I just, yeah, I really got tired of listening to, you know, both sides of the political parties just ragging on these poor CEOs. Like, I used to think, I want to be Tim Cook.
Oh, they're not poor.
They laugh at that's them when true. They leave D.C.
Senator, we are not responsible for tweets.
Well, you see, Tim gets up on stage and he's like, the App Store has 2 billion downloads.
We're so excited.
The biggest platform.
Most it's free
revenue.
Marketing.
It's huge.
They talk about how big they are, and how great they are. And then when they're in Congress, it's like, guys, we're not that big. We're a real small piece of the market. We're not even the majority.
Go look at Ford. They're much bigger than us.
Or didn't Tim say you can buy a Samsung if you don't like the iOS app store?
Did he say that?
I think so.
Free marketing. Tim Cook said that we should buy
it. Samsung.
Samsung.
With the emphasis on sung. Because
he sung.
And now they've folded.
Now they fold it.
Oh,
we should be getting
I get it.
We should be getting a full 2 in Note 20 unveiling in the next couple days.
Kill me. Prodding. Where are you going, Nick?
The lights, Nick.
Oh. The lights. No,
he's out of frame.
I'm emphasizing how paranoid. Much I don't
Can it look like I'm leaving the show?
Yeah, you're out.
Yep, you're out of frame.
We have so many lights in here.
It's
that
it's
are all
precarious.
That are all have like strings attached to them that'll cause a domino effect. If one falls over, everything's falling over.
The iMac is curiously placed on the edge of this desk.
The iMac is about 3 microns from falling off the desk.
It looks like because the it's what the illusion. What I like about Drew's setup, and I remember seeing this in every space you've ever recorded in, is the camera is actually pretty far away from what it actually looked like. And what you don't see, the iMac is purposely just right about there, out of frame.
All these audio listeners
and if we
are
move,
really enjoying this.
I'm just saying, if we move, my whole office is going to collapse with all the cables that are going on.
I can't stand up.
No.
There's a web of wires right here, folks.
He's physically impossible to be able to move. Yeah.
It's like a spy movie with all the lasers.
Products.
If we try to get out
products.
Of it. Set here.
Products.
I really like how this is all set up because everyone's always been wondering, well, how tall is Nick and how tall is Drew and how tall is Randy? And now this gives a really good comparison for everyone.
You do look huge.
Thank you.
To be fair, Nick's height is measured in miles. It's easier that way. to try to measure
kilometers for my non-US.
Yep,
kilometers. If Nick is outside the country,
if he's outside, he's a few kilometers.
Who needs drones? Actually, all that footage was just me with the little camera.
There was no drone. Okay, surprise number 3. There was no drone at all. Nick just went like, "Okay, Randy, can you drive slow for me? Okay, go." And he just went like this.
Yeah.
Those footages you saw of him over my lake, he just reached over the water.
Yeah.
Perfect panning.
With the antitrust hearings, it definitely felt like a bunch of grandparents asking their kids how the router router works.
Mark Zuckerberg.
How do I on my iPhone, Zuckerberg, why does Siri know how to do it? I don't have control over that. Okay, but what's the problem?
Tim Cook, why does Google know what I wanted from Amazon?
Well, when you look at our products.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I am so excited to be here in front of Congress today.
I couldn't be started.
He did not look happy. None of those CEOs looked happy to be there. They looked so stressed and so like.
I mean, Zuck kind of looked as usual.
Zuck looked lizard-like as usual.
Quite frankly. Hey, I'm over here.
That's what he does.
I feel gross.
Yeah, I do feel a little gross.
I don't
like it. We can do it.
It was also
ASMR
funny
podcast.
To see Bezos explain why Amazon isn't that big. as we drove here, seeing millions of Prime trucks every stretch of that. You know, Walmart's way bigger than us. We're not a monopoly. By any means.
Not at all, folks.
I mean, how do you... There's a lot of backlash right now that I have a hard time understanding about the 30% revenue cut through the App Store, which in my opinion, maybe because I'm not an app dev, I don't know, but to me it seems fair.
Oh,
given how they maintain it, how they manage it, and compared to other app markets, the 30% thing seems very... In case you weren't aware, if anyone... someone earlier already super chatted. Thank you, by the way. YouTube takes 30% of every super chat donation. And no one seems to care.
And then you get to pay taxes on it.
And when it comes to ad revenue, YouTube takes 45% of that before the content creator gets there.
But if you take one penny away from it on Twitch, well, everyone loses their minds.
Twitch makes it different, but I just mean like industry standard.
It's, yeah.
When you build a platform and allow people to support.
I think taxes. And I give. Yeah. I take a third. I always just, to play it safe, I consider a third of anything taxes. It's the necessary evil. And I mean, yeah, 30%. Within the App Store, I mean, it's.
Considering how large of a market it is.
I'm using their platform. I get it. I can't be selfish with it. I wouldn't want to be selfish with it. Mm-hmm. And that whole thing, like with Spotify, and the way they're like, well, you know, when we have in-apps, and I remember Hulu was another one that you can't buy your subscription through Hulu app because then Apple takes a third of it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, I mean, make your own platform. My argument is that if you don't like it, make your own platform.
Yeah. You can't. That's their counter.
Well, that sounds like a you problem. Because the thing is, before people would have the websites, now there's an app for everything. Because, you don't like it, make your own app. Mm. Now they made their own app. Oh, but now they're taking a cut. You don't like it, make your own platform. I mean.
Yeah, so it's in-app purchases, right? So if someone didn't want to pay that 30%, they could do what Disney Plus does. They can kick you to a website that then requires you to fill in their own payment details. They can handle that payment side.
Through the app, though.
For Disney Plus?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I did.
Well, I'm trying to think of...
I think Amazon Prime would have been a better example.
Okay.
But Amazon Apple got Prime. Caught on that one offering them a discount because they wanted Prime Video.
Ooh,
that's okay. The more controversial thing is when discounts. They treat Amazon differently
when
than
Tim
everybody
and
else.
Jeff go mm-hmm. out and have dinner together.
laughing rich.
Go out eating their gold pizzas and drink their gold cup soda.
Instead of shaved Parmesan, just tell me when with the gold.
Yeah.
Just leave the brick. Just leave the brick.
24 carats sprinkling it all over.
This was a Apple Watch edition once.
Yeah.
Hey, so speaking of Apple Watch Edition, though, if they came out with a ceramic this year, would you upgrade? I know because we talked about, like, just not really an incentive.
Here's the one thing that's making me think about getting a watch this year is watchOS 7. You don't have it, right?
That's the one thing I don't have.
It lets you check your battery health
yep.
now, which is new to the watch. So my current battery health
with
is
all three of us on our little screens.
Yeah, it's so tiny. 89%.
Oh.
I'm so 85%.
Interesting.
Are
you fast charging your watch?
I have been every single day fast charging my Apple Watch.
I think that's the thing. That's why I'm confused.
Yeah.
Because you got yours on day one, right?
I did, but I believe I've done more battery cycles than you because you go a couple days without charging, and I charge just about actually every single day because I do sleep tracking.
There have been a few circumstances where I didn't wear my watch for a certain period of time, like the Pixel Challenge.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? Mm-hmm. That was still Series 4 days. That's how long I've... I mean,
my goodness. Oh, wow, you're right. Whoa.
That was back when I got married, yeah. So when I had the Pixel...
Good times.
I didn't wear the Apple Watch for a full month.
Yeah.
So that's when our cycles got out of sync.
So...
Well, now that we're all together again...
Well, in that case...
Biologically, we'll get back in sync.
Yeah, cool.
That's how that works.
Logically, we will.
I gotta use my watch more to catch up.
So you think 85... What's the cut number for you to be like, I don't like that percentage? Because I was rocking the Series 0 up until this. I've only had... Two watches.
I know you don't upgrade regularly, but I'm thinking about... I'm not crazy about it. I know the battery's going to be better on the next one.
For sure.
Because
that's like a given, right? Every year?
Well...
Our battery's worse this year.
Yeah. Battery's been pretty much identical on every watch.
Do you think...
Since the first one.
Do you think... No. I'm running a beta iOS 14, and now I see... More frustration with the beta, with widgets, because the data of like the clock or the battery that I have right here, this is more intuitive. It's easier.
You're saying it'd be better if we just took the Apple Watch OS and just made it a widget with complications. And
I would say, nice, why? I understand the battery. Like, why do I have four bars of battery things that only two of them are filling the rings for, and the other two? Yeah, why is that there? Why is that a thing?
There's two giant circles, yeah.
Look at it. Why is that a thing? Look at it! Look at it! That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And even the watch itself, if we just had the clock, it's just better on the watch.
It is. They have a better use of time.
After we talk...
Oh. Thank you.
That just clipped the audio. Good job.
So I think that... I didn't understand your disdain for the widget, and so I started using it. I'm like, well, this kind of sucks right now, but I'm going to say
it's beta. Better than before. I mean, we didn't have widgets at all. Now we have something.
Hmm. So, but do we need it?
subjective. I mean, not all features need to be needed.
I would say if you don't have a watch, sure. But I feel like most complications here for what you want to just quick peep. Right there. Give us a now plane. This right here, what's happening right now.
When they said widgets were going to be a thing, that was my number one thing, was a now plane. Like, if I could just be on the home screen and I was listening to something and I could just stop it or skip it. Instead of sliding down the control.
Yeah.
I was like, panel. That would save so much time. And now it's like, oh, great, we have recently played. Here's lovely. What was recently playing.
Why is my music app taking up four blocks that does nothing for me? Or the notes pad?
And the album art doesn't even take up much space.
It doesn't.
Just a tiny little square. Here's what you were listening to. Yeah, I know. I know. I was just listening to
it. Let me see if I have it happening right now. Already went away. Before we started, I have, if I remember, screenshot or something. Right before we started, I have photos, like featured photos or suggested photos. And one time
you
I was
really
showing.
Like that widget, don't you?
Well, there it is. Tim Cook. That's Tim Cook's face. He was excited.
It's blurry, but it's there.
It's there. I wanted to see how it works, and I remember showing you guys, like, you notice how Tim Cook has aged over the years, like the stress.
Very classy. Yeah. Oh, very.
And this is how I'm bringing it full circle now, back to the him. Maybe him going to DC and testifying.
He didn't go to DC, did he?
No, but in the past. Remember when he had to stand trial about the whole tax evasion thing? Mm-hmm. Wrong words.
Testify before Congress.
He had to explain, good like...
Morning. Good morning, D.C.
Steve Jobs welcome could not have that at a better time.
Welcome to www.
He did not have to deal with that.
That'll be the quote of this episode. Steve died at the perfect time.
Yeah, Steve Jobs could not have died at a better time.
Apple would be, I think, in a much worse place if Steve was still around. Maybe not from an innovative standpoint, but from a financial standpoint.
I concur.
Because the amount of meetings Tim has had to do with the president would not have done well with Steve as CEO. If Steve had to meet with Trump, he would not tolerate any BS, and he would just yell at him and scream at him, and then Trump would enact some bans of iPhone. You know, they would just be mad at each other.
In his biography, they talked about how he met with Obama within his first term, and he said, "You're on your way to being a first-term president if you keep this crap up or whatever." He snapped at Obama.
Steve did?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
He snapped at the sitting president, Obama, on his first term. Ooh. He was like, "Listen, you're on your way to being a first-term president." Like, who says that to the most powerful man?
Where Steve was wrong. Once again. He was not a first. One term.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think especially if you watch Apple's revenue after Steve went away, not to mention their stock price. Yeah. I mean, it may have resulted in innovation slowing, but from a financial standpoint, a company needs money to survive.
I will stand by it every time that I think iOS 7 was my favorite cycle of things that could have only happened.
So major.
With Steve not being in charge anymore. That with that redesign, them paving, like, here's how the UI should feel and interact, and just the overall OS, you know, redesign. iOS 7 is, we have so many of those elements still here, but now with the iPhone 10 design, and I think Steve would have killed so many of those innovations and stuff like that, because he's like, he was a smaller iPhone kind of guy.
Mm-hmm. He didn't really like that much of a complicated lineup.
No.
He really liked
one phone. Different storage configurations, one phone. No, who needs a stylus? You know?
I say context matters for that one.
Yes, very much so.
I'm sure, listen, he, like, I think you said.
At the time, there were phones that you could only use with a stylus.
That's disgusting.
So when he announced that, he was like, well, we want to use a touchscreen, so we're going to use a stylus, right? No, who wants a stylus? He was referring to, we're not making a phone that requires a stylus, but I think in comparison to a large tablet display that you want to draw on.
He knew what his limitations were as a CEO, leader, and innovator, and that's why he told Tim, like, don't ever think, what would Steve do?
No.
Like, don't do that. So that's why Steve or Tim Cook was the best successor.
We needed Tim to sustain Apple, basically.
I'm going to be sad when he leaves. I like his Apple.
I think it's going to be sad. Like, most likely, because this is the Jeff Williams is in the position. Mm-hmm. Tim is
the COO.
Tim. So it's most likely, we don't know for sure, but it's most likely that if Tim steps down, Jeff would take
over. The CEO typically succeeds.
Yep. He can't do the good morning thing as well. He just couldn't do it. Well, if he just walked out, just,
we used to think that Steve was the only one who could do an Apple event. Because Steve, when I'm lonely at night, which is often,
last night, I came in, hey, are you awake? I need to do something on the computer real quick. And he's watching Steve Jobs. He's like, do you want to see these cool demonstrations or no? You got to turn off these MiFis.
I watched that one live. I remember that one. That was fun.
These are not three separate products.
Are you getting it?
Yeah. That's what Randy was asking me today. Series 6 Apple Watch? Are you getting it?
Are you getting it? These are not three separate watches.
Yeah. These are not. What were you going to say about Steve?
I'm totally...
We used to think that Steve Jobs was the only one who can give a keynote presentation, and now it's hard to imagine how the lineup would change now with good morning.
Craig.
It's
almost like we have Phil Schiller, Kevin, doesn't matter what his last name is.
Phil Schiller?
Tim Cook and Craig all holding up the charisma
Lynch.
That
Kevin Lynch.
Steve Jobs used to have.
Yes.
It takes all four of them to make a memorable Apple event that before used to just be
our team. Crack marketing team go out there to find the next name for
full access. Thanks, Emily.
Yeah, people applaud for Craig.
He's the highlight. I love Dub Dub Strictly for Air Force One.
Oh yeah, Air Force One all the way.
They know it. That's why he's. Does most of the event
because I love it.
Like, he's the crowd pleaser. He's the one everyone wants. He's the one who goes on Waveform Podcast. Mm-hmm. Eventually, this one.
Well, that's something we'll
eventually. Hopefully, before the next big Talos of Tech podcast milestone
and meetup. Our next meetup should be
Craig or Phil. I'll take Phil. I like Phil.
I like Phil a lot.
He's been around since
the
very, very beginning. I remember him.
I want to ask him the tough question. I want to wear this when we interview Phil. For audio listeners, I'm wearing the Rip Air Power shirt right now.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh.
And the problem is you would ask those questions. The problem that I see with so many people...
When you said no one else in the industry can do this, you weren't wrong. No one else can do this, and neither can we.
Oh, wow. You know, the thing is, and we can't give away our secrets, but Drew does have amazing questions just stored away. If he ever had the opportunity to interview anybody from Apple, Elon Musk, or Tesla, he has not these like, so do you think the next one's going to be titanium? Like, he has like legit, well-thought questions we need to have this opportunity because I think we would have an episode.
I think
it'd
be hilarious. It would be our last interview with them, for sure.
But we'll go in the... No more commercials for us!
No. We're already in the commercial. Yeah. We don't need to be in a second one.
No, we can't top that anyway. So
this is true.
Honestly, we can't. Like, that's probably the highlight of my entire career.
I was going to say life.
Life too, honestly.
If I said that...
Becoming a father, buying a house, getting married.
iPhone commercial... Getting my Tesla, marrying my wife.
Oh! No.
Wow.
That's just kidding.
We're kidding. Yeah. For the record.
It's a joke. I mean, the iPhone commercial is pretty. That's my legacy.
Right? Something that I created, something that my brain made up.
Big brain.
Seen by billions of people because Apple markets the heck out of that.
I have respect for Kevin, too. Kevin
doesn't Lynch
get
is.
Enough.
His dance moves. Okay. Kevin Lynch's dance moves. Totally on point.
So much so it's a recurring GIF in our Discord now.
Really?
We use it a lot.
Yeah. I need to get that GIF.
I scream.
I need
Kevin.
To get in Discord.
I love
also,
Discord.
Also, they have nailed WatchOS, I think, in six...
tries?
Seven generations of WatchOS.
Seven generations? Yeah.
They finally did something this year that I've wanted for a long time that I don't think I brought up. you can switch between Apple Pay cards with the digital crown.
Oh, my goodness.
And for the longest time, that wasn't
totally
a thing.
Oh, you totally can.
For the longest time, I kept getting mad that when I wanted to switch to a debit card or something.
Watch OS 6.
You can't do it on Watch OS
6. Nothing. Wow. Hey, Nick, you see this card?
Yeah.
That's an Apple card.
I'm never going to have that one.
Whereas on this, I can...
Why is it so purple?
Because I had a bill come through this morning. So that's
I got service. A little purple. I don't like orange. I want purple.
We pay it off at the end of each month.
Beautiful.
So it's it just only has one transaction on it so far. That's
and so Apple or Watch OS 8 introduces something, and you're going to be like, well, I didn't have anything, but now I have new suggestions the same way iOS 14.
I can't think of the last thing I had was the Apple Cards thing. That was like the last thing on my list of like, I wish they would change this. Now I can't think of much else.
Hmm.
I like the updated Siri animation taking up the whole screen now instead of just the little bottom half of Siri.
Hi, Siri. That's a good looking Siri.
It looks better.
I think people are so adamant. I know people, and I do have to disagree with them, but I know people who are so adamant about they won't get an Apple Watch until there's FaceTime. And I said, why do you think that is? And they said, I know it's not practical.
Names.
No, I can't.
Names.
Numbers.
I will tell you. I'll tell you off air, and you'll know why I have to tell you off air.
We're going to paste their number on the script.
We're going to dox them? Oh, my goodness. So, it's me. I'm people, okay?
Use their social security.
Frankly, folks, the reason why
they don't want to do it, like they said, they know it's impractical, but it's like, it's just so James Bond. They just want it. Wait, what's the
Bond, I wouldn't be surprised that they add it out of sheer running out of things. Just out of pure, like...
Same way they gave us widgets for our homepage?
Yeah, kind of in that way. All these years we've had, they could have added widgets, and then this year they were like,
Sure.
What's the worst that could happen?
We'll do it at 70% capacity, so we'll have something to fix next year.
If people don't have widgets and they don't need them, and they update to iOS 14... They'll probably never even know they're a thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're just going to go to their home screen and keep using it. You know, they'll just never press that little plus button when
they give the power back to the people. You decide how you want to do it. Thank you. The power is yours.
The people.
Gotham is yours.
Yeah, they literally I already feel like they're running out of Apple Watch features quickly. They're already like, so no forest touch. No, bigger battery, maybe micro LED.
You got PIP. You got the settings in the camera.
On WatchOS?
PIP on WatchOS.
Oh, wait, I thought you said iOS.
No, on WatchOS,
I feel like...
Yes, I want to be able to watch YouTube.
They will keep moving towards health features, innovation.
But eventually they're going to get so bored, they're just like, slap a camera in there.
But here you go. Modular watch bands that have the face camera.
You don't need a camera, and they'll be like, you really don't.
You know, I just noticed how Siri looks like on mine.
It's at the bottom.
Yeah. I like yours. I like your guys' more.
That fills up.
Hi, Siri. How are you doing today?
Screen real estate.
Not too shabby. Thanks for asking.
Siri, today's our 100th episode. Oh, wow. Siri doesn't care. Siri, today's our 100th episode.
She just shuts off. Oh, so
Siri doesn't
care. I'm going to do a little skid subject here.
Skid subjects.
Cortana is being shut off on a lot of different Microsoft devices. Did you hear about that?
Cortana!
Cortana is on its way out.
Cortana!
And Microsoft also owns Mixer.
What's Mixer?
Which we lost last month.
What's Mixer?
Are you being serious?
Yeah, 100% serious.
This happened while he was offline.
What's Mixer?
He doesn't know.
Sounds like to me he never knew what Mixer was.
What Mixer is.
Do you remember where Ninja went?
Who's Ninja?
Okay, that answers my question.
Okay, Boomer. So there's another live streaming site that's sort of like Twitch, but it's owned by Microsoft, and they basically paid a bunch of Twitch streamers.
Ninja?
This one's called Mixer. Ninja is a person.
Oh, Ninja's a person.
Mixer was the live streaming site. Person. And it was made for gaming. You could stream to it directly from the Xbox and everything. They poached a lot of streamers from Twitch. A lot of people, in my personal life, I know streamed on Mixer. And they shut it down last month.
Wait, they streamed on Mixer without even having a deal with them? Well, that's just terrible.
Didn't have to deal with them?
Like, Ninja only went there because of the money.
No, my sister-in-law.
Your sister-in-law
Streamed on Mixer, and she did very well. I don't think She wants my followers, so I'm not going to say her name. But she didn't.
Randy Vasquez. No,
sister-in-law. Yeah,
I'm your sister-in-law now. Did you just assume?
She did very well over there. She said that in regards to discovery,
yeah,
and community building, and even revenue, things were going pretty well. And she was very
revenue.
Happy
to do it anymore.
What?
Why doesn't she do it anymore?
Because it's gone.
Mixer shut down.
They shut it down.
Whoa. Okay, hold on. Mixer, not Ninja, was shut down.
Ninja.
Ninja's a person. His name's like, what's his name? Ethan? Nate? Michael?
I think it's.
I didn't know. I didn't know this.
Anyway, Darude's Ninja is a person.
That's his
okay.
name. He was the biggest Twitch streamer.
And
for
then
gaming.
Mixer okay. paid him.
Oh, like left, Joe Rogan to go exclusive.
Yes,
okay.
He left okay. Spotify. You said Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
He left Twitch because of a falling out. Mixer came and picked him up and signed this deal.
So, Mark Zuckerberg, why did Twitter ban Don Jr.? That's literally the conversation we're having right now. We're all so confused.
But no, she had a lot of success and she really enjoyed it. She wanted to stay there. She did not want to.
I didn't know there was revenue involved. That's different.
Yeah, and people were pretty happy with the platform. I, for the longest time,
Tyler, thank you,
Tyler, thank you.
His name's Tyler.
I, for the longest time, have been saying you can't have a big company make a successful social media.
Yes.
It's only by accident that social media gets popular, and then a big company will buy it.
True.
It's always a startup, and then someone swoops in and buys it. It's never like a giant company.
iTunes Ping.
Thank you. Case in point, a Google Plus. anytime
Windows OS mobile.
No one remembers it, but Facebook also made Slingshot, which lasted about 30 days. And it was a direct carbon cut copy of Snapchat. And no one used it. So
they put it on Instagram instead.
They bought Instagram. This was before they bought Instagram.
I remember
this. They were trying to compete with Snapchat, so they bought Instagram and then factored in a bunch of Snapchat features. And now that's why Instagram is doing so much better. But also Snapchat, you need a dark mode support.
Yes.
My God.
Are you guys on Snapchat?
No.
I was.
I uninstalled it years ago because I was just done with the whole send and it's gone feature. I hated that. I was never in favor of temporary media.
Well, that's because people are using it for nefarious things now. Snapchat.
Like sharing homework answers.
Yes.
That's what it was.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sharing homework
answers.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I know why it's popular, but still. if people are sharing homework answers at night,
no, ooh,
you need a dark mode.
You need a
dark mode. Dark mode.
There you go. Why is it
Bravo.
Not on Snapchat?
Bravo.
I don't know why they can't.
You should not be
that.
Sharing your homework answers at all.
No, yeah.
Right, because then the teacher's like, let me see.
Because once those answers are out there, they're out there.
They never disappear. So are security analysts.
So yeah, people who use Snapchat because they think it'll just go away. I don't think you understand how the internet works, especially when it comes to sharing your homework
it's
answers.
A security plus verified user.
User?
Employee.
No.
Employee.
Professional.
Is a professional. Every single Snapchat image sent saved somewhere?
No.
It's not an encryption. If it's not encrypted and it has to be the most up-to-date securities that they're using for encryption, there is always a record.
So even though the user who took the picture can't find it, it's still out there.
On a server,
somewhere out there, cached in the world.
Yeah.
Don't do it, folks.
Don't share your homework answers because... Your answers are out there, however wrong it may be, those answers.
But they're flopping now, it seems like.
So the thing is, they're a publicly traded company, so I think they're going to be I look at Snapchat the way I look at Twitter in the sense that they're not the biggest platform, but they are surviving. They'll continue to survive strictly off of ads.
Yeah.
Because they all have ads, and they are publicly traded companies, and they're American-based companies. Mm. And so we have that type of invested interest to keeping our companies alive as opposed to, like, TikTok, which will which is dying.
I heard a report they might try to sell TikTok to an American company.
Yes, I read that. We'll see what happens. I think
who should buy TikTok? Apple.
Apple.
Biggest 180.
Tim Cook can get Kevin Lynch to do all of the videos on TikTok.
Oh, Kevin could do TikTok.
Oh, I don't think Apple would do it because Apple does not get to control.
I was mostly joking.
Oh, because I think about they have they have a podcast app, but it's not coming from their servers. They're just here you go. Anything that Apple controls, it's either they're going to be the platform that boosts it, like my music, for example, or our podcasts. I'm not going through Apple. No. I use Apple Music as a stream, but it's not exclusive to it. Same like the show. Anything that Apple puts out there.
Apple, you want to make the show exclusive.
We could be your first sign one for Apple TV Plus.
We can be bought.
We can. And absolutely. We're not that expensive. We're cheaper than Joe Rogan by a factor of two.
No, just by a factor of two.
By a factor of two.
We could do the Joe Rogan deal for about half that.
I can see Apple buying. See, here's the reason why I don't think anybody would buy the TikTok, though, because of the software that's in there. They would have to. It had to be reconstructed. Yeah. Oh, it
have to be redesigned
because the software that's out there.
It'd just be hilarious to go from Chinese spyware to
end-to-end
encrypted in like one purchase.
Lovely, lovely application, but it's from China.
Okay. They take it off Android.
They take it off,
just like Dark Sky.
You know who would probably buy? I could see like Google or Amazon sweeping it up,
but not right now because the antitrust committee seemed to be very upset about the fact that.
They're all laying low.
Big tech are buying anything right now.
They're absolutely all laying low.
They're but like, why are you buying Instagram?
How are you going to stop them?
They're like,
you can't stop them.
We wanted Instagram.
Always.
Stop.
If Google bought TikTok, then they would have their version of something that would have been like Vine, that Twitter technically owns the IP of Vine.
I hope it's not Google, actually, because then they're going to try to shove it on YouTube.
Absolutely. Oh, the way they did Google Plus. No. The way they did.
They're going to make you link your YouTube account with your TikTok and everything.
Those were ugly, ugly times. No. I call those the teenage puberty years when they were doing all that, like making you link things. Like, yeah.
Don't do it, Google.
Oh. Please don't do it.
In trouble.
Sundar. Please listen to us.
Focus on YouTube profitability first.
Exactly. And then also get someone to, you know, fix YouTube.
Amazon can buy TikTok. That's fine.
Amazon would. What's the incentive of having TikTok? So you can have Vine back? Because that's what it was basically pretty is. Much. It was Vine.
I still personally think Vine was better.
I agree.
What? I think...
But that's because we're just old boomers now.
I don't think it's a boomer. I think it's a comedic timing thing that the 7-second limit needed to stay. And TikTok doesn't keep that. And I'm mad about that. Because the 7 seconds is like the perfect exact amount of time you need for the setup, the middle, and the punchline. And there's so many idiots I watch in these TikTok compilations that make it 15, 30 seconds because they think it's funnier. You know, we want to provide them with creativity, so if they want to make a lot... No. No creativity.
I totally agree with that. I totally agree with that because I've tried to make a few funny things for Twitter, and you're right. Shorter is better.
Less is more.
I firmly believe if I would have...
I'm better. He said it.
Shorter duration.
Well, because you have to cut the BS out of it, and you have to get straight to the point.
That's what I love about the 7 seconds. It was just like, if it's bad, it'll be over quick. You know,
there you go.
If you're funny, you're funny. You have to be clever.
It's kind of like the tweet limit. It's like, I only have 7 seconds, so I got a joke for 7 seconds. What would happen if you? And then it's over. And then that's the joke. It cuts off.
Yeah. That's why Twitter is so successful. I think is because they're like,
can you believe that Twitter still uses Periscope? Actively, like that was. I remember when Periscope was an independent. Going back to the whole, like they'll just buy it once it becomes popular.
It's more successful that way, yeah.
Yeah, because
I think Twitter was a startup, wasn't it?
Twitter was.
It wasn't made by a big company. They just kind of started small and then blew up.
They started small.
They're kind of one of the few social medias that hasn't been sold by.
And they won't.
YouTube grew big and then was bought by Google. Twitch got
Jack
big.
Won't do it.
Amazon bought it. Apple has not really bought a social media that I can think of.
If I remember correctly,
they bought Beats, which had Beats Music, which
they should
kind have. Of was a social media.
The fact that they fired Dr. Dre and Johnny, or not Johnny,
John. I can see them phasing out the Beats branding as a whole over time. That seems like something they would do. They would rather just have the headphone line. They don't want AirPods, AirPods Studio, and here's Beats Solo, and here's Beats X, and here's AirPods Sport, or whatever. You know, they would just rather have. The audio department.
Oh. I will live in that department.
Yeah, let's just stick with that.
I would love to. If I ever leave this show to go work for Apple, it's because like they offered me something to go work on Logic. But Logic is that team is out in Apple Park. The Final Cuts team is in Austin.
So we can do a tour. Is that what you're saying?
I would like to. I would very much like to participate in making Logic better.
Do you have a list of ideas?
I do, but I.
Well, they watch our show, so
obviously Apple.
Just tell them,
Tim.
We'll do a whole podcast.
Randy has some ideas for you. Yeah. Give him a call.
But I would only work for them part time. Maybe I don't want to put it on the record, but I'd work with them. But I would want to come back to the show. So maybe I would.
That is part of the problem.
Yeah, you can't
if you work
give
for Apple,
inside sources.
You can't
and
do
stuff.
Anything else.
Well, at least our leaks. At least our leaks will be validated and verified.
Never mind. We were just talking about recently about how. When I first started watching iPhone leaks was the iPhone 4.
We were just talking about that.
Left in the bar thing. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine if that happened today?
If we saw...
Someone literally just left an iPhone 12 prototype, like, in some bar.
Tim Cook, you have something that belongs to me.
Good morning. I'm going to kill you.
Good morning. We are so excited to get in contact with you.
We are so excited to get back from you today. There's a SWAT team entering your facility.
The Secret Service Apple team or whatever is a real thing.
Global security is literally what's going to be the end of us.
SEAL Team 6.
SEAL Team 6.
This is like SEAL Team 7.
They get a whole nother number upgrade.
SEAL Team 7 Plus.
Is that Pro.
Pro Max.
SEAL Team 6 Plus Max Pro. Mm-hmm.
XCR.
No, but that kind of leak just... I was just thinking back about how nowadays we literally just follow random Twitter accounts and hope that they are telling the truth.
Yeah.
And half the time they aren't. Actually, more than half the
Coin
time.
X and 10 years ago, a guy literally tried to call Apple and say, I think this is yours. And they didn't believe him. He called Apple. This is yours. Okay, yeah, sure, whatever. And then finally... Steve, where's my phone?
Yeah. Yeah. Steve was like...
Steve Jobs made a joke when he introduced the podcast app on the Mac, and he opened up like GarageBand, and he was like, today we're going to talk about the new Mac rumors or whatever. And then he goes, thank you for this episode. And so he was teasing like, oh, here's what podcasts can do. And now we literally do that as a show.
Well, I guess that's where I subconsciously got the idea from. It was all Steve all along.
So see, this is an example of where Steve was right.
Steve
But no, to answer your question, or to acknowledge that statement, if it happened today, there'd be skepticism across the board, like, nope, that's not real.
I think you're right. I don't think anyone would believe it. If someone came forward, what would be most hilarious now is in the age of, you know, YouTube. And I imagine if someone spotted it and just, like, went live. You know, they just go on YouTube and they're like, here, look, here it is. Literally all of us would be like, it's just some dummy model. It's just some
you're full of it.
Chinese mock-up.
Liar.
Yeah, it's not real.
He's trying to get fame. Okay, nice one.
Even if it was totally real. It was 100%
I think
it's
a little bit of a boy who cried wolf scenario because we've had so many of those over the years. And that iPhone 4 prototype, as far as I can remember, was
Stop
the first time
before.
That has ever happened. And... probably will be the last time something
actually
months happened.
In advance.
But it wasn't like people before that were trying to invent that kind of scenario, like, oh, hey, I found this in the bar. It was like, that was the first time, that was the original, that was the only incident that's happened, and then since then, other people have been like, oh, yeah, see, I found this in the bar. Definitely didn't get shipped to me from China. See, look, it's real.
100%. Emphasis on the bar.
Exactly.
It has to be the bar.
It has to be the bar.
Yeah.
He made fun of it at D5?
Yeah,
D5. And he's just like, oh, yeah, you got drugs involved.
Yep.
I'm sure there's a sex scandal in there somewhere. Yep.
Make a great screenplay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so honestly, we should get on that.
That would be fun.
I thought about what the situation would be. Here's how I get creative in my brain sometimes. I can't believe I'm about to say this out loud. What if we hit time travel? I went back in time and I was able to give this phone to Steve Jobs like 2009. The way Ray goes to Luke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just show it.
And just show it.
Uh-huh.
And I just want to be like, you know, like, pay me for it so you can break it down and see how this is your future. Pay me for it. In fact, let me just work on the team.
I wouldn't even want money. I would just be like, what do you think?
I want to work on hey, what do you think? He's like, this is really great. He's like, it's yours.
I mean, when he was around, iPhones were still squared off. So the rounded edges thing would still be new to him. The screen would be totally different. You know, the low bezel count thing, the notch. I'd be very curious just to see what someone from way back then.
He hacked me.
What'd he do?
He just I deleted the tweet. I will never. If I get my hands on your phone, I'm deleting everything.
I'm going to change the wallpaper to mine so you can't tell the difference.
I don't think we'll ever see leaks like that happen again, because now everyone wants to leak. Back then, in context, Apple was a very secretive company. And
do you think that they don't let prototypes leave the facility anymore, or do you think they still experiment?
There were some, I don't remember,
Craig talk about using a Mac at his house that he had to throw a cloth over when his family would enter the room?
Yes,
possibly.
So there's a chance
maybe
that
was for software.
You had to be telling the truth, because like I remember hearing that somewhere, so
there
it has to be true.
If it was software, why would he throw a cloth
when they had the iPad Pro 12.9 inch, whatever that first one that was big, they invited some developers into Apple Park to figure out how to use the app or make their apps better. And the iPads that they were using were like in the table. Like, they weren't iPads, they were just the display and the touch sensitive layer in the table.
Got it.
They have ways of not letting them leave.
Because from what I heard back then, they would put cases on their prototype phones that make them look like normal phones, so they don't draw too much attention.
That's what they did with the iPhone 4.
Yeah, they would put it in like a 3G looking case, so it didn't look conspicuous. I wonder if they still do that, or if because of the Gizmodo thing, they've been like, no, we're not letting anything leave the lab anymore. Everything stays internal, especially now with everyone working from home.
Remember that video in the iPhone 10 that was that girl who went to Apple Park with her dad, who was an engineer?
Yes.
And she took a video of the iPhone 10 at Apple, and the guy got fired.
I think it was pre-event, though.
It was after the event, but before it was
post-event.
The girl.
Post-event, yeah, the girl.
Her dad, she made a YouTube video. Yes. Mm-hmm.
It went viral.
iPhone 10.
Mm-hmm. And it was all the only thing she was doing was just swiping around. Nothing.
She didn't leak anything. That's
nothing.
What
yeah, exactly.
I thought was bizarre. They got really mad because all that info was kind of out in...
Yeah.
Known.
But they were like, oh, there's one screenshot of an internal email or something. Like
he was made an example of.
Exactly.
Basically.
Yeah. So they had their reasons, and I get it. Uh-huh. You know, you don't want that precedent set.
Mm-hmm.
But still, it's like they take security very seriously.
Yeah.
And I would.
Big time.
It's never going to happen again. I will.
Wow.
If it happens again, I will be a very wrong Apple sheep. But it's
especially
never gonna happen
again. iPhones look more and more similar over time.
True.
It'll be harder to tell the difference. Someone will have to break it open and be like, hey, it says A15 chip in there.
Well, I just feel like there's so much attention on Apple
now
that skepticism. People just don't... I don't know. I feel like how things are going to leak going forward is just...
down the grapevine, people telling people something and someone telling someone else something. That's how we get leaks now, basically.
You will never have a hands-on anything, and actually you can verify that's actual what it is. We saw that with AirPower.
You get occasional things from the factory.
Yeah, but even like I could say
parts
that
and stuff.
I don't know a random who just would be like, I got the next Apple Watch. This is something unique. You know, so this is an accident.
Uh-huh.
Even if they try to steal it out of the factory, like, I mean, there's a reason why maybe they're doing the assembly outside of the U.S. so that way human rights might not be their first priority. It's like, oh, so you like taking things.
That's what happens over there.
Or push them off and scare them and let them fall into the net.
Yeah, they've got nets out there. Yeah, right.
Well, that went dark.
It did go dark.
That was, yeah.
Darker than
so. What color?
What color? What? Are we going
to
piggyback?
I was going to try to say what color will be the new iPhone 11 Pro Max.
All I've been hearing is midnight blue.
Midnight blue.
Are you getting midnight blue if it comes out? I thought you liked that color.
No, I like green.
You said you really like that, like iPhone 5 slate blue.
Slate black. If it does have that tint,
that's what I think it'll be.
If it does, then yes.
I don't think that's coming back.
No, it's gone.
It's very nice.
I say it like it's like definitive. No,
this is
it's
the
gone.
First time I've seen your phone, by the way, in person.
It's very nice.
Midnight green is interesting.
It is. It's kind of hue. It's less.
Many things in my office is green. My curtains.
Many things in your life is green.
This.
Your pants.
Yes.
My underwear.
Oh. You can
we
keep.
Need...
You can keep.
No, we
keep
don't.
That we're in where it is.
Out in the open. It's my house. We record the podcast pantless. Why is this any different? We should have just started this with our pants off.
We needed to frame it a little different if that was the case. But
you're making me blush.
I still want a product red or a jet black.
I would take Product Red over anything.
Mm.
I think that dark red, if it looks... Just imagine this red. That's gorgeous.
I've seen the concepts and it looks incredible.
And if with the frosted glass red, oh, yeah. I could get behind that. Blue,
I wish.
Blue would be the safe default on it, but
I'm going to rain on everyone's parade. It's coming in black and silver.
Ew.
Two swords.
I don't like this.
This is a brand new design, and if there's anything that we've ever seen,
it's like you get extra
colors. You get extra colors on S years, and when they get a radical new design, they go back to one color, two options.
Two.
Yeah.
So you think that'll be it?
And they're probably having a lot of supply chain things. Like, I don't know. I haven't heard much because I'm not online.
I still think the cheap iPhones will come in multiple colors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the cheap iPhone's good, yeah. But mm-hmm. the two Pro ones, it'll be like the iPhone 8 lineup.
So you not even gold.
Three iPhone 8s, and then you have black and silver.
Or it could be like the iPhone 10, where they only had the two for the limitations. It wasn't until 10S that they wanted to implement the other color.
Yeah, and even storage capacities. I think this year is going to be a lot like the iPhone
128, 10s. 512.
Yeah, I think it's going to be pretty tight production.
Mm. I think we're in agreement that we can no longer do 64 or the lowest one just based off of how we do our work on this. Mm-hmm. We need higher configuration.
That was all Drew's fault. That was Drew's fault. September of last year, he put a video out and he's like, okay, guys, so you don't actually need all that storage. And I was like, looking at my 512 gigabyte phone.
You're paraphrasing.
Yes, I'm paraphrasing. Of course.
I said it's fine for me.
Fine for me, but if it's fine for you, then it's fine for me. I know. And
the only reason I couldn't do 64 was because of the iOS beta bug that uses up all the storage. Now that they fixed it, I probably could do 64.
True.
So I don't need the 5. I'll still probably get the default storage.
And I didn't take Drew's advice, and I got a terabyte iPad Pro because, you know, I need the storage.
I didn't tell
storage.
You to not get that one.
You didn't tell
if
me
that's
that.
Your only machine, then yeah,
pretty
get a terabyte.
Pretty much it is.
That makes sense.
This runs the show, not the day. Actually,
it's funny that your iPad... I haven't taken my iPad out this whole trip. It's funny that...
We haven't done our photos yet.
We haven't done
we're
them.
We're going to take all kinds of things.
We have a tradition of many things that we do.
This is the second time this happened, so it's not third time. Third time?
We did it...
Oh, yeah. My gosh, I keep forgetting about that first time.
There has been.
This is the third time. Yeah. This is the first third time that I've seen you in person, Drew.
The first third time.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
I see you so often. You basically have the other room at this point.
He lives there.
He practically lives here.
Practically live here. Little did you guys know that my actual set's just in the other room.
Little do you know that Drew's been recording his. They've been living here for a while.
That video posted yesterday. Totally made here. We have the sound tiles.
I'll start it again then.
Technical difficulties.
Can you switch it to the oops one?
Hi, we're back.
Should be back. We just want to show you.
Yep, we're back.
Gorgeous cutaway.
That was weird.
Are we back?
Yeah, we're back.
Yeah, okay, it's
working. Oh, it's Randy's fault. Nice. I guess that's a good way to go into questions.
Here, we got to use the cutaway.
We have a couple. So I was gonna. Let's go to the natural 1:15 hour and 15, which we were hitting anyway. Yeah, we were hit anyway, so then we can go into questions. So now we can do questions. I saw that this is not a premiere. Someone goes, oh, this is a premiere. That's why they're not acknowledging the chat.
No,
this is not a premiere. This was quite literally done live, but we wanted to just at least make it normal. You mute your...
I don't know what's going on with my device.
I wanted to because Point, I don't know how to say their first name, asked if you would... They didn't ask. They said they need a 2 terabyte iPad. I was going to ask you if you would get 2 terabytes if you could.
Right now, I probably might think about it, but right now I have 500 gigabytes available.
So you haven't filled.
And the problem is not the storage size. All right, right now the problem is iOS. Mm-hmm. iOS limits. I don't know what their set limit is, but they limit the amount that the Files app can take on the local storage.
That's weird.
And it's about 200 gigabytes or so out of my terabyte.
Hmm.
And once it gets up to 198 gigabytes on the Files app, I cannot AirDrop things to the iPad Pro, and you can't go clear off cached files items because Apple doesn't let you do that. They want to auto manage that for you.
Mm-hmm. Automate.
So when the Files app is like looking at how much storage is on the device, they're like, oh wow, we have 600 gigabytes available. Let's go ahead and cache some more files. And then it fills up its 200 gigabyte limit because it's like, oh, we don't want to have more than 20% of the device
that's
be filled
weird.
With file stuff.
I
know.
It's broken.
It is so broken. And so in order to fix that, I have to delete the Files app and turn off files on iCloud.
Mm-hmm.
Let that all turn off for a few minutes. Turn it back on.
and let it all rethink, which takes about 30 minutes. And it wipes all of the local copies off my iPad.
You go so far to just use your iPad.
I know. I do. And it's obsessive.
Neither of us go this far.
It's obsessive.
We just go, okay, back to the Mac. Here, let's use this again.
And I love using the iPad. I was showing, I was editing video last night with Randy was in the office, and we had a blow-up bed in here. And I was sitting there editing these the intros and the intro shots. Mm-hmm. And I had the iPad propped up on my chest. And it was so nice because it was like this, and I was just thinking with it like this, and it was just so, like, this is how it was made to be. It's so intimate. It's 13 inches of intimacy.
It's free real estate.
Anyway. Yeah, so 2 terabytes, I would probably consider it, but like first they'd have to fix the 200 gigabyte files cap limit because not being able to airdrop things is
paranoid.
iPadOS
is still disappointing this year overall.
And I haven't put the iPadOS.
What's the biggest tech purchase you regret? I like that question. Coming from Nathan.
Nathan, thank you. That is a good question.
Probably the
HomePod. For me.
Does it count if you returned it?
Yes.
I purchased it.
You purchased
it. I regret it and I returned it.
What if they mean like, yeah, you're way louder than us, by the way.
Me?
No, Randy.
What?
He's peeking it like no other. I think it would have to be my second, the iMac I bought after the iMac Pro.
iMac? Oh, yeah. Because
I didn't keep that long.
Oh, yeah, you did do that.
It was kind of old at the time I bought it. It was like the iMac hadn't been refreshed for like over a year, and we were waiting for it to get refreshed.
Yeah.
And it wasn't getting refreshed, so I just bought it and then kept it for a while and then didn't really end up using it that much, so we sold it for a MacBook, and then I sold the MacBook to you.
The Apple device that I regret buying the most is the...
The biggest tech purchase.
The biggest tech purchase that I regret, or the most money?
Biggest as in...
That you regret.
I take it as the biggest tech purchase, as in biggest dollar.
I'm not taking it that way, because I want to answer it, because I thought of a fun story. the biggest tech purchase that I regret...
Sorry, Nathan, he doesn't care about you.
I do care about you, Nathan. You were in my Instagram live stream a long time ago.
So we are very important.
Very important.
So you're very important.
Yeah, very important. I bought 2 old iPhone 2Gs, and I bought one, and then like a couple months later, I wanted a second one. And I literally, after I got it, I was like, I already wasn't using the first one. So I gave Drew the extra one.
I don't regret
it. I know you don't regret that, but that's probably the one that I was like, I did not need to buy
my takeaway, I regret giving Drew a gift.
No. I regret buying it because I didn't need to buy it. But it was a good deal. It was a good deal on a good conditioned old iPhone that I was going to collect. But after I had both of them in my hand, I'm like, well, these are both paperweights. Here, Drew.
They're
have a
paperweight. Paperweights, but yeah.
Okay. Do you need one,
minimalism.
Randy?
Tech purchase.
A 2G?
Yeah.
Graham asks.
I have one. Hold on. Before we go to the next question, I forgot to mention this in the actual episode here. It's been 34 days since I've been on Twitter. And I guess I did tweet.
Delete your tweets about him, folks. He's installing it.
He's buying it on
all right. I am. We got Twitter downloading, so I will be saying my first tweet here while we're talking. But this is officially...
I'm honored to be
besides that tweet that I sent from Randy's phone a second ago, which, you know, may or may not count.
And your video tweet.
And my video tweet 2 weeks in. I've not been on Twitter at all. Not on the Safari app, nothing. I'm so actually curious.
To 1 week from today, he's going to be so depressed.
Right?
He's going to see all the things we said about him.
Oh, no. He's going to see the world. He's like, I hate this.
I'm probably not going to be on it quite as much.
Okay, so question.
Graham was asking our opinions on the iPadOS widgets being locked to the today part. Do you feel like they should be able to go anywhere on the home screen?
iPadOS? iPadOS.
I think it's annoying that they can only be on one side, whereas on the iPhone you can put them anywhere. I don't care that they have to rearrange the apps differently. I still think iPad has plenty of screen real estate. Why not have widgets that can go anywhere?
I don't use the widgets to begin with, and I kind of don't use any of them. So they can all disappear for all I care.
I noticed that. On your iPad, your Today View has literally nothing.
I've literally removed everything.
Try to...
On my iPad...
Try to show. There's literally nothing on his home screen.
My home screen. And then sometimes I like to have the clock up here because that's kind of nice to have the clock. But
it's not there by default, though.
It's, yeah.
When you turn on your iPad, it's literally just that circle.
Yep. which is actually a SpaceX
staring
crew
staring into the abyss. Uh-huh.
And it's and a bunch of apps in the dock, and that's it.
Yep, a bunch of apps.
What
in the
do
dock,
you think, Randy?
No second pages, very minimal.
Well, in its current state, I think I'm just indifferent because the widgets are so limited anyway. Mm-hmm. And I don't really use them. I just use them as, like, I'll glance over and, like, oh, that is what the weather is today. Or I could I have the calculator widget from a third party, and I'll just punch numbers really
That's
quickly.
That's going to break soon.
I know.
Because I can't use it.
Yeah. I think I'm curious how third parties going to implement their widgets and if it's going to be interactive. That will...
I don't think they can. That's the problem. Apple's saying, no, then you can't.
Then I don't like it. Because we like what we talked about on the podcast, I use the widget to for my Tesla to heat it, to cool down the car or whatever. And
it does work.
And it does work.
I've done that a couple times.
It's handy, yeah.
Somebody asked, I'm paraphrasing the question, but somebody asked if they've been in the Tesla, and they have.
More content on that soon.
Yeah, more content on that soon. So, yes, they're not going to cut. They didn't come here for me. They came here for the car. Oh, let's be real.
Are we gonna? How much time do you want to have between tech and EV today?
A few minutes. We have it all set up.
So the live stream will end, and then a few minutes.
Well,
after.
Was there a super chat?
There was at the very beginning. They basically just said, "They've been watching for a long time."
Hi, Michael. Thanks for
and
giving
they're
us.
Proud of us.
Thanks for giving us a super chat.
So thank you for the super chat.
Thank you
very much. That's awesome. Let's see. Which PC game would you like to have on iPad?
That Star Wars one.
The Star Wars...
Battlefront? No, whatever the... Jordan made a VR video about it, and it looks really cool. It's like a first-person fighter jet game.
Oh, I do
not play any video games ever, but I would make an exception for that one. That looks like a really good game.
My PC game on the Mac would be Halo. Mm.
I was going to say. You need the Halo. I guess it's technically on PC. Love to have Java
I have
Minecraft
more followers on Twitter than when I left.
That is weird. It's probably because we've been talking about it so much. Oh, Squadrons.
Squadrons.
That's what it was.
Thank you, Graham.
Squadrons. Okay. Yeah. Do you think Apple will ever change the free iCloud storage amount from 5 gig to 50 gig or something?
Ooh.
I think they could, but they won't. They want you to pay for it. iCloud is estimated to be one of their best performing subscription services.
Because it's either $3 or $10.
And once you have it, you're kind of stuck. Like,
it's kind of hard to go backwards.
I can't. All my stuff's on iCloud. Like, photos, all the archives of these podcasts, everything is stuck in iCloud. And I guess I could get it out if I wanted to and put it somewhere else. But, like, at that point, I have, a terabyte, 1.3 terabytes of stuff. And it's safer up in the cloud than on some little SanDisk in my drawer. So, I don't know.
I purposely try to keep it under the 200 gig. Intentionally.
Okay, intentionally. So much so that after we're done with the post-production of this show, Randy will have to text me like 8 times like, "Hey, Nick, I'm out of storage again. Can you please delete all of those things? Hey, Nick, have you deleted those yet?
I have 2 terabytes of iCloud, and I'm going to fill it up. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what I'm going to do.
I am close.
Can I pay you more? Uh-huh. Can I pay $13 a month and get 4 terabytes or something?
Yeah, that's
give you more money.
So I think they'll increase sizes, but the prices will probably stay the same.
Yeah, that's happened before. 2 terabytes used to not be a thing, but it was. You could still pay $10 a month, and you got 1 terabyte. Now it's the same amount. Hopefully, that'll happen before too many people get filled up. But thank you, Mike, for the super chat. Appreciate
Mike.
That. Also, looking forward to Drew's comparison to the 3.
Is this the mic, Mike?
This is the Mike.
The Model Y Mike.
Thank you.
That was very generous.
Yeah, thank you.
I am super jealous of Drew.
But I think a good, unless there's another question you guys wanted to go into, a good one to end on was how I met you guys.
I like that one.
Apple Z is asking.
Mm. Mm. You know, I was thinking about this. I was talking with Randy's wife last night, and I was like,
"As one does."
she was perfecting my facial. Beautification.
Did she shave you too? Your
she
face?
Did not,
no. Oh, okay.
She was just cutting
acknowledge
hair.
Your hair.
Yeah. Randy's wife gave me a great haircut. I wasn't sure if she wanted me to say that, but it sounds like Randy's cool with it.
Not this one.
Mm-hmm.
If my hair looks bad, it's not her fault.
Yeah, exactly.
That's my fault.
But anyway, I was like, it's so weird that, like, we're literally like 1 or 2 DMs away from, like, none of this existing.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
true.
You can go back and, like, do the butterfly effect or whatever.
Very thin threads that got us to this point.
And well, like, you guys are my closest friends, and I love.
It's weird how
show.
That happened.
And like,
yeah,
literally a DM away. You know, some.
Nick was a long-term fan in the Attic days. Mm-hmm. You were long before 2017, I think. I think it was 2016 you started watching. I remember because you used to be like, you know, these guys super who are chats, super yeah. people that are just super supportive and on Patreon and stuff and always just tuning in.
So
to
if you
want to
be Drew's new friend, you just got to pay him a lot of money.
That's how it works.
That's how it works.
I can't be bought. No, that's not how it started, though. It was basically the community was a lot smaller, mm-hmm. so it was more of a first... It still kind of is a first name basis. Yeah. Like, we see Mike, we see Grant, we yeah. see Apple's...
By the way, thank you, Grant.
So many of you. Wisdom on Tour. We're always just... Yeah. It kind of becomes a first case basis. And I had experimented with doing the podcast in the past, but all of my in-person friends were not that interested. And I had to kind of beg
suckers.
Them. Yeah. One of which
Wait,
was
am
Wyatt.
I not an in-person friend, Drew?
One of which was Wyatt. But he's not much of a talker. So basically, I would just
more
beg
of a doer.
Them to come on, and I would ask them questions. And most of the time, their answer was, I don't know. Maybe. And they just didn't really want to go much far in depth, so I kind of gave up on it. I was like, okay, I can't do podcasts. I'll just focus on video. Nick contacted me saying, I think a podcast would be really fun, and I know that you're really busy, and I know you're working on videos all the time, so I'll do all of the editing and the hosting, and I'll get it published and all that. And all you'd have to do is just pick like an hour a week, and we can, you know, call and record our ends, and then he'll handle the rest. And that's pretty much how the baby first episode podcast started.
If you scroll all the way back to episode 001, 199 right. episodes ago.
We sadly don't have all of the old episodes because in the conversion to Spreaker, we had to re-upload all the original hard copies, which we don't have all of. So
and
it's
Nick, this is why Nick is super, like, we got to have everything archived. I want all of the videos archived, all the audio archived.
We're being
archived.
Extra careful
yeah,
now.
I'm not going to let that happen.
That we lost some of the older ones. But the first... 10 to 15 episodes, I think, were just you and me.
And the audio sucked. Like, so bad that if you scroll back in the iTunes, whatever it is, Apple Podcasts, ratings and reviews.
Name for that.
Like, all of the early ones were like, your guys' audio sucks. Because my audio would be like this.
And Drew's audio would be like this, or more likely you just hear...
Here we are years later and nothing's changed. It's still terrible.
Ouch.
It's just louder terrible.
It's harder to do live, but normally when we're all recording separately, Randy can mix them and fine-tune them. And you got in contact with Randy before I did.
Randy and me. So, you and me, Randy and me. Sorry. I'm messing up our audio. That's the purpose here. So, during the 2X thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'd seen Randy around on Twitter, his profile picture.
Randy was one of those people just like the guys in the chat
just,
now that I recognize.
You know him. And,
like, hey,
you
know, I know that one.
Very interested. And
hold on, before you tell your story, we actually communicated because the Ridge backpack.
The backpack giveaway.
I won a giveaway that Drew was doing. He DM'd me, and I thought
it was not friendship first, and that's why I gave away the
backpack.
I was scrolling through Twitter. I said the person who enters the giveaway would be selected at random, and it was, because I did not contact Randy beforehand.
No.
It was literally just like, scrolling through Twitter, got to pick someone, boom, there's one. DM, hey, you won.
And
that was our first.
And your goal was to try to get to me before Christmas, and you got it to me before Christmas. Like, oh, cool. And I decided.
Wait, he actually gave it to you?
I shipped it.
I have it, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I'm glad he actually
it's in there.
It to you.
It's in my storage.
Oh, wow.
I have it. And I recorded an unboxing because Drew said in the giveaway video, he's like, it'd be funny if somebody recorded their reaction saying, yes, this is the same backpack Talos of Tech Touched. And so I did multiple takes of me trying to sync up my voice to his tempo, his rhythm of talking. Uh-huh. And I made it look like I was an obsessive fan. And
which he was.
Which was really easy to do.
It's so easy. And so I recorded it and I sent it to him as my way of saying thank you, and he liked it, and so he's just like, oh,
dying of laughter.
Yeah, so at that point he started following my channel a little bit, and then around that same time the podcast had started happening, and then his thing was like, no one knows what 2X is, which was the when he has a big reveal, there's a project name to it, so he had Project 2X. I figured
what big reveal is always a new office space, as people have figured out.
Are you getting it?
Or a new channel.
So I reached out to the handle, and I was like, I know what 2X is.
I think the next one will be called Top Secret Project New Office.
You'll have to guess.
Yeah. You'll have to guess what it means.
There's
a secret code hidden there.
Yeah, so I reached out to the handle.
Did you reach out to Nick, or did Nick reach out to you about the audio stuff?
So I made a tweet, and I said to both of you guys, I figured it out. And he DM'd me on the handle, and he's like, okay, I'll entertain it. What do you think it is? And I first introduced myself.
Like my receptionist.
Yep.
Because a lot of people are wanting to DM, and because so many people had DM'd me, I just turned off DMs. Yeah. But he left DMs on for the podcast handle. Yeah. So he just lets everybody.
Yeah, with Michael. Michael was the one who DM'd the.
You still text people that I recognize.
Yeah.
But I don't DM them.
Yeah.
Well, Michael was the Model Y. Michael was the guy who he DM'd the.
I remember
podcast
that
podcast channel, and I. He said something like, "Yeah, from the Twitch stream. I'm the guy from the Twitch."
You
I'm
texted us like, "Do you know this name?
Yeah,
do you know this person?" Uh-huh. Like, no, he's good. He's good.
Nick has become the designated bouncer.
He's the filter.
I am the filter.
You want to go to Drew? You got to go through Nick.
You got to go through me. So we started talking, and you liked how our conversation was going, and at the time before,
he didn't know what 2X was, by the way. He guessed it.
I guessed it.
It was pretty easy to guess.
Yeah. And then, because I saw the Instagram photo, and that's how I felt. I was like, hey, wait a minute. So, at the time, I promoted my services.
It's all meaningless now, because we're not there anymore.
Suckers! That's how much things change over 100 episodes, isn't it?
0.5x.
0.25.
1/20th the size of the old office.
I don't want to do math.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so, I think... it got to the point where I think at the time my bio in Twitter was just like I said audio engineer, and he goes, hey, would you be interested in let me just hear how it sounds? I go, oh yeah, that's super easy. Fix it up. And I remember he immediately responded. At this point we exchanged phone numbers, and then you text me, and I sent you sent me what was a normal one of your guys's, which is like, okay, I think I'm recording, are you good?
Oh yeah, we're pretty good.
And so I adjusted the things, send it back, I think I'm recording, is it good? And you're like, yeah, can we hire you? But I can't pay you, but will you just do it? Can we hire you? And I was like,
can I hire you?
It was so easy. I was like, yeah, I'll do it. That's fine. I don't
hire
care.
You for free.
I'll hook it up.
$0 a month.
Yeah. And so I worked behind the scenes for a first couple episodes, or more than a couple. I was behind the scenes for a long time.
Yeah.
And then one day it was one of those things where, like, I don't think I can make it. So do you want to be a fill-in? I said, sure. And then went from that. And then everybody was just like, hey, I like that guy. And then... we appreciate you guys, but then it was also like our chemistry started working.
There was also a lot of off-the-record phone calls that just kept going. I think that's where we decided it was because in the early days, Randy was just the guest. We were like, yeah, we're just having a guy on because he's funny and he's interesting and he has thoughts. And I think one of our podcasts, we like, okay, we needed to record for 1 hour. We recorded for an hour. And then afterwards, we talked for like 8 hours.
Yeah. Until the sun came out.
Until the sun came out. We literally talked all night.
I literally just got dressed and went to work. I was so tired that day.
And at the end of it, we were like, well, we didn't sleep at all, but this was fun, guys. Let's keep doing this. I think we got to know each other on a personal level.
Yeah.
We got to know, like, you know, beliefs and, you know, life and goals. And, you know, we communicated on deeper levels than just Apple.
Yeah.
But after that, we were like, yeah, we need to just, you know, we got to stick together, which is why there's less guests on the podcast now.
Because Craig, let us know, Craig. We'll make an exception.
Apple employees right away, for sure.
For sure.
But the podcast has been our way of keeping in touch with each other because it's very easy with friends and, you know, people you run into life to just... Life gets busy.
Especially distance friends.
Yeah, like, long distance. Mm-hmm. It's like you fall out of contact because life
happens. We all collectively in our own lives have had our ups and downs in our own personal lives. Mm-hmm. And the thing that felt consistent was doing this. Mm-hmm. And that's when...
No matter what, on Saturday...
Exactly. Yeah, we found a way to make that work. Mm-hmm. And I would say that's when it's like, you guys are friends first.
Yeah.
And that's where I was like, I don't care if we were never monetized or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, this was just our way of hanging out.
The fan base keeps us in check, too.
Where's the podcast?
When's the next podcast?
It's 3 minutes late. I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm still trying to...
I appreciate the dedication that we have. And part why we want to do a stream and kind of engage with you guys is because we see you guys in many ways, where it's even rolled over into like my channel or when he's doing his thing on his channel, that we know you guys by first name basis, most of you that are those diehards and people in the Discord and stuff like that. And it's we appreciate that because even I know you've been doing YouTube for quite a long time, and the grand scheme of things, we're still pretty collectively new, you and I. And I don't know why anybody would care what I have to say.
I don't know why anyone cares.
We're just guys who we're I think I figured out the connection. Why they connect with us and why it all works is because we're all actually talking about the same thing on the side as a consumer. We're not an engineer. We're not somebody who has the expertise of something. And we just found a way to articulate it better than maybe most. And they'll be like, I like what they're saying because I agree with it. Because back then, Apple Sheep was a bad name. And we found a way to be like
that. Apple Sheep was never
advertised. Like you fandroid an Apple Sheep and you owned it.
I never recall people identifying themselves as Apple Sheep pre Talos of Tech.
And now it's like no, it's okay because your stance is that like there's a reason why you like it, and we dived into it deeper. It's like because the way there's an emotional reaction that you get out of it, and you guys connect with that, and that's why people are that intense about, you know, making sure this happens because
it's becoming part of their weekly routine.
Yeah. And I like it.
Yeah.
And I genuinely like talking about this stuff. We've been doing it for 100 episodes.
I know.
And we're just barely
started. I cannot wait till we get to four digits. This is the three digit episode.
Yeah. I think we're gonna be dead before that.
Yeah. We probably will be.
If we did no breaks if we did 55 episodes a year.
Okay.
this means episode 200 will not even be in 2021.
Okay.
It'll be 2022 we hit episode 200. So that's 2 years for every 100. It could take 16 years to get to episode 1,000
if we don't take any breaks. So I will definitely be a boomer by then.
There will be breaks. For
I'll
the
be
record.
46 years old. Jeez.
There will absolutely be times we take.
Our kids breaks. Will be on the show. Yeah.
Don't make me think about that.
Let that sink in. Oh my goodness.
And well, Grant, I'll still be single.
Grant super chatted, so I feel inclined to answer.
Hey, thanks, Grant.
I know we said that was our last question, but he donated. So, what color are all of your toothbrushes?
Oh, black, the color of my soul.
White, the color of my skin.
Blue, the color of Drew's channel.
Good metaphors, guys.
I love it.
All right. I think we're ready to wrap up.
All right, guys.
We've got to move on to EV, so stay tuned. We will tweet out the new link shortly. I don't even know if it'll be.
Here's to 100 more. Thank you for joining us on this journey. It's been fun. Thank you for coming down and hanging out.
Thanks for having us. This was fun. I would never say this on the record, but I love talking to you guys.
I love you too.
I'm glad that you.
Oh, wait. You said you love talking to us. I was like, I love you too. Oh, wait.
We'll see you next week.
All right.
Bye, everyone.
See you guys later. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.